Today we'll be Ezra Shemilu in Daf Tesvav of Masechet Shabbos. The Daf will begin by discussing the three arguments that Shammai and Hillel had with each other. One is about the rule that if you make bread, you must separate a portion of it called challah, which must be given to a kohen. The second argument is about disqualifying a mikveh. A mikveh needs to be a size of 40 measures called sa'ah of water, which was collected naturally. Before it reaches that size, it can be disqualified if it's mixed with mayim she'uvin, which is water that has been collected in a vessel and then poured in. The argument will be about how much mayim she'uvin can disqualify your mikveh. And the third argument is about when a woman becomes a nida. Then the Gemara will discuss a braisa that we quoted before, which lists five rabbinic decrees. We'll first focus on the decree that all land out of Eretz Yisrael is considered tamei impure. That means that anything which touches that land becomes tamei, even if you bring a handful of dirt from that land into Eretz Yisrael. Now, truma, which is a gift to a kohen, must be kept tar pure. If it becomes tamei, it must be burned, but otherwise it's forbidden to burn it. Now, if you aren't sure if the truma became tamei, we say litlis, which means just put it aside. Don't burn it, but you can't eat it. The question we'll deal with is what happens if truma touches the land outside of Eretz Yisrael.